Patrick Montgomery was an Army Ranger, and in 2014, he had a decision to make: re-enlist or pursue another career option. It was a choice between two things he loved, and in a sense, he's found a way to bring both together in an exciting agricultural venture. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Patrick Montgomery was an Army Ranger, and in 2014, he had a decision to make: re-enlist or pursue another career option.
If I stayed in, I was going to pursue a career path that was even more dangerous than the one I was doing. So my girlfriend at the time, now wife, was like, well, you know, have you ever thought about anything in the civilian world, right? So she brought up the interest I had for animals.
It led Patrick to the University of Missouri, where he thought he'd become a veterinarian. But along the way, he became interested in an agribusiness idea that involved cattle. It led him to Weston, Missouri, where he began raising a breed you don't see much in the U.S.
Wagyu basically means black cow in Japanese. The breed itself originates from Japan. If you never looked up the history on it, definitely a really cool story there.
Wagyu usually produce prime beef, and Patrick says there's still a lot of untapped demand in that top end of the market.
I think that's what people want to see. They want to see prime steak. That's the one form of beef that sales are just increasing like crazy. They just can't make enough of it. I think it'll be kind of an interesting to see what happens with the breed within the next 5 to 10 years.
Patrick had the Wagyu cattle, and he was ready to sell his product, but there were challenges when he first began marketing his beef, mostly to restaurants.
Our original business model was do a little bit on the consumer side, and then, you know, the bulk would be to restaurants. And that business model was tough for a couple of reasons, one of the biggest being people didn't know what the heck Wagyu was yet. So people were like, why are you trying to charge me $8 for a pound of hamburger?
Sales went up and down with publicity that he received from his herd and his company. But then something unexpected happened. Publicity about one of their products that might seem far removed from a prime steak. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Weston, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.